And now this is a dictation for Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Rose, R-O-S-E, October 4, 48. Address as a letter to Deb, D-E-B, Ullman, A-U-L-T-M-A-N-T-A, 773-5061. Dear Mrs. Ullman, a follow-up for Mr. Rose, with prior kidney abnormalities and proteinuria. This is a teleconference phone visit. Denied hospital admission, weight is stable 240, good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urination, no foaminess, cloudiness of blood, no edema, claudication symptom, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no skin rash, bruises. There is joint pain, takes Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory agents, no recurrence of gout. All review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, blood pressure, low sartan, no RVASC, no diuretics. Takes very occasionally Celebrex, 200, no more than one every 2 weeks or so. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 137.73, alert to the intestine 3, no speech problems, nothing to suggest respiratory distress. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, creatinine is back to normal, electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.9, normal white blood cell platelets, low level of protein, the protein creatinine ratio 0.3 for a normal 0.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low level proteinuria, a person who has hypertension, which appears to be well controlled, present kidney function back to normal. He is overweight, that's another factor for proteinuria. I do not see an indication for a renal biopsy. All electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, normal, no anemia. Trying to minimize, if possible, stop altogether Celebrex. At this moment, I don't see nothing active. I'm going to send him back to you. I will not make a follow-up only as needed, triggered by you or by the patient. End of dictation.